happy Sunday. Teeming throngs. I'm very sorry about the fact that Gary Lucas cannot be with us tonight. He contracted a killer flu earlier in the week and thought maybe he'd be okay by tonight, but rather than getting okay by tonight, he got worse and worse. And he's, when I spoke to him today, he could hardly talk, and he was groaning and throwing up and doing all sorts of great stuff. And rather than have him come here and infect everybody with the killer flu, I'm going to carry on. What about myself? Chocolate finger back into you to enter his web of sin. Don't go in, go in where he will pour in your ear. His lies can disguise what you fear, cause a gold in there knows when he's kissed her. It is a kiss of death from Mr. depressed, not terminally depressed. I was really depressed, though, in the early 1970s. And I went through a really terrible period in which I felt so bad, so bad. But there was one thing that would always, for about 3 minutes and a couple of seconds, take my depression, which is the longest depression I ever had in my whole life, and banish it. It would go away. Well, this song was playing. And the song would be over and it'd come right back again. But it was just amazing to have that little window of serenity, peace, non-depressiveness going there for just 3 minutes. Next month I'm going down to New Orleans to record 2 solo albums in 10 days flat, which is plenty of time. Me and my ex-partner Steve Weber did 2 albums over last May up in Canada in 4 days. So I'm working on a bunch of songs for those 2 albums there, of which Yellow Brick Road is one. And here's another one which I've never performed before. It's based on an old 20s hillbilly song called Johnny Get Your Gun. Thank you. Specialist expert, and he has Tommy guns, you know, with a circular thing, like, you know, from the 20s, and he has flintlocks. He's got centuries of weapons down there. He's got Glocks. He's got, you know, match, you know, all those. And whenever they're making a movie and they need fancy period gunnery, he's their man, boy. Anyway, he's on our first floor. He has to carry a gun at all times because he's a gun guy. He's obligated legally to always be armed. So he always is. Okay. Thank you. house. And I got a phone call from this cable program saying they needed 2.5 minutes about my bottle cap collection, which I heard about, and could I write a song about it to have during the, when I was showing bottle caps. Cool, said I. And I did, and they came out here from Oregon, where their base is from, called More Fun or Fun Stuff or something like that. And there was a nor'easter out here which threw up their schedule into chaos, and so the director, who wasn't the guy that talked to me, told the guy that talked to me that, well, let's lose those bottle caps. Who needs bottle caps anyway? You know, and I spent about 2 hours writing this song, and I spent about 6 hours picking out the 300 best bottle caps of my, you know, like 11,000 ones. And I never... became co-vivants and collaborated on songs based on the songs of Buddy Holly, which in this alternate universe, who in this alternate universe did not die? It was a good alternate universe. So this song is written by Tennessee Williams and Little Richard. You treat me than a junkyard dog. Texas hog. You're the Hitler of love, the Stalin of kisses.
things.
I'm gonna fake some new ID. Leave this place.
Gonna find a new career and some new hobbies too.
And I'll find another girl exactly like you. Just finished the words to, and it's really didactic. It's really preachy and didactic. And but it's about something I've been trying to write a song about for 20 years. Thank you. George Will, a lot of right-wingers go on about the good old days, which, of course, were destroyed utterly by the 1960s, of course, those bad old 60s destroying everything that was righteous and fine. And which brings to mind, well, exactly when was it so great that got destroyed then well? And, well, the 50s? I mean, please. I was a teenager in the 50s, and I remember how crappy they were. But George Will says, well, his ideal time is around the 1890s, which is when 10% of babies died at birth, 5% of mothers died at birth, and figure if you have five kids, or try to have five kids, you know, your odds, of course, keep on, you know, it's like Russian roulette. And people did die at about 52 back then. I mean, that was a ripe old age back then. Good old days. Thank you, George Will, for your kind assistance here. Okay. Oh, yeah, here we go. I like to rewrite folk songs. Lately, I'm starting to rewrite rock and roll songs, too. I get songs and dreams when the muse is smiling at me. And once in a while, and this guy, this friend named Nick Hill, was in the dream, and he was reading the words of this song, which was a hymn, a Christian song, and called Holy Terror. And the only line I could remember, every line was completely, you know, the only line I could remember was Holy Terror to blow you up for Jesus. Every single line in the song was that. And naturally, when I woke up, I could only remember that one line. And all I could do is try to write it straight. Hope I remember all the words. Don't you tell me, church. Let me tell you about the you sent me home. Don't you tell me about your Lincoln Navigator. Don't you tell me that you built yourself a home. Let me tell you about the holy power of Jesus. Let me tell you about the true nature of faith. Let me tell you about the kingdom and the glory. Christian church, but I started listening to Protestant gospel songs around in the late 1950s, and I've gotten to adore them. So, well, I didn't get to adore them. I was love at first sight when I heard the real thing, and I really love the hardcore fundamentalists when they're just so totally whack. Our family has a babysitter from Antigua, and we've been working together since 1986. Education, I love you. Ooma, looma, missy, missy, ooma, pops. I miss education, I love you. Down, down, baby, down by the riverside. Sweet, sweet baby, don't make me cry. Missing with two boyfriends, naughty and naughty. Eating all the cookies, greedy, a greedy. Never does the dishes, lazy, a lazy. Jumps out of the window, now you're gone crazy. Crying with the yellow book, spewy tutu, holy smoking Toledo, barrel and catfish, hidey, 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 ho. Oh, the rush is, oh, rush up, love me, buffalo, Lord, out of the auto. Ooma, messy, messy, ooma, pops, a messy education. Jerry Springer, sleazy, a sleazy, jumper cars across the lawn, tacky, a tacky, never takes a shower, dirty, a dirty, jumps out of the window, now you're gone crazy. very complicated. I did boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Dorothy Parker wrote this poem, which is only one verse. One of the greatest short verses in the history of poetry. Life is a cycle of glorious song, a melody extemporaneous. Love is a thing that can never go wrong, and I'm poor and I'm the glory of Romania. Princess Di of the 1930s, she was really pretty, and she was in the United States, she was the toast of Broadway. Songs like the plague, but I got this one in a dream. And so, you know, the muse says, right at you, stupid schmuck, don't have such an attitude about, you know, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. Three bags full. Slow down, say, but I don't know it. And recorded material, the finest recorded product that ever waddled down the pike. Quack, quack.